Good afternoon and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I am your host, Chris Meadows, and you were just listening to Love on Top by Beyonce. That is one of my favorite empowerment tunes that I've been listening to empower myself. I take it personally when she says, put your love on top, and I'm empowering you today, and I'm asking you today that, yes, we need to put our love on top. Are you putting your love on top? Well, we're going to make sure that you have steps and keys to do that today. This show, Transformation Begins With You, is sponsored by none other than Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls with the power to dream. We thank you for tuning in today.
Bring the beat
and
in.
We see Beyonce is trying to come back in on us. So we're going to try to get that off. There we go. And so we have some glitches sometimes, but we're just going to keep on moving. Harvest Girls is empowering young girls, also ages 9 through 17, with the power to dream, empowering women, as I said earlier, to celebrate the journey. And so we're so excited to allow you to listen in and hear about the journey that you may be taking in your life and getting some tools that would empower you along the way. I have with me today none other than my friend, Coach Willetta, Willetta Frizzle from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Coach Willetta is a renowned life coach, and she's a wonderful empowerment coach, and I love having her on. She's been on a couple of times with me, and she just wants to empower you today. And so I'm going to let her have it. She's going to talk to you today about how to tell your story. So many times we're ashamed to tell about ourselves, and sometimes our story is so depressing, it doesn't even empower us. It makes us even more depressed. So Willetta is going to come today, and she's just going to talk to us about how to tell your story. Coach Willetta, welcome to Transformation Begins With You.
Thank you, Chris, for having me. I just love the opportunity that you allow me to share with your audience and that we can just heal and love as a nation. So thank you so much.
Yes, I want to get started as soon as possible. I just want you to just jump right in and let's talk about, tell us about how to tell your story.
You know, what the story that we tell, what story you tell yourself about yourself, which is your story about life, will really determine and really tell how your life is going to be. For example, there's one of two stances. We can tell a victim story, which meaning kind of like a deserted by God, poisoned by the world, here to endure unjust suffering. And we have to understand what is the nature of a victim story. Well, it has a couple of purposes. Of A, to cause more anxiety, more suffering, and more unhappiness for the person who tells it and the person that hears it. Or we can choose to tell a victor's story, a story that honors your own experience when you own your story and you gain courage by owning your own story, having and taking the time to reflect on your own life. Now, Chris, we know that it takes a lot of strength and courage to choose your path and to live boldly. The success or failure that you experience is all about how you choose to tell your story. And not only that, but it's how you choose to tell your story to yourself. Now, events happen in our life, and we can't change the past. But what we can do is take some of the resistance away by accepting our own human weaknesses, forgiving our own human weaknesses, then in turn forgiving others for their, quote, human weaknesses, and then relabel the event as a life lesson, and the life lesson that gives wisdom for life. So the power to change how we tell our story to ourselves is the power to change your life. And I just have a quick little story, and here we go. A group of frogs were hopping through the woods, going about their froggy business, when two of them fell into a deep pit, and all the other frogs gathered around the pit to see what could be done to help their companion. Well, there wasn't anything to be done, And when they saw how deep the pit was, they all agreed that rescue would be hopeless. They told the two frogs in the pit that they should prepare themselves for their fate, because honestly, they were already as good as dead. As the frogs looked down in the pit, they yelled, "Sorry, mates, you're goners. Die well. There's no way out." Of course, the two frogs in the pit began to jump with all their might, and the other frogs continued to shout, "Oh, save your energy. Give up. You're as good as dead already. Accept your fate. Don't fight it. Rest in peace." Finally, one of the frogs in the pit takes heed of what his fellow frogs are shouting and lets out a deep groan and tips over and dies on the spot. The other frog in the pit continues to jump with every ounce of energy he has. Though he is exhausted, though he wants to quit, he keeps jumping. And his companions up top continue yelling, "Accept your fate. Just relax." But the weary frog, he jumps harder and harder, zigzagging off the walls of the pit. And wonder of wonders, he flops out of the pit. And the other frogs gather around him in amazement and ask, "Why did you continue jumping when we told you it was impossible?" Well, the frog pointed to his ear and said, "I don't hear. I am a deaf frog. I saw you shouting encouragement, and I told myself, I don't want to disappoint you." Other people may try to influence the story you tell yourself, but you don't have to listen. You don't have to tell yourself the stories others are suggesting or even the story that others are trying to force on you. I mean, it's your story, if you know what I mean. Sometimes all you can do to save yourself is to be a deaf frog.
Be a deaf frog, yeah, absolutely. How awesome is that? So because the frog could not hear, he thought they were shouting words of encouragement. So
exactly.
He felt like more strength behind them cheering him on when he didn't realize that they were trying to seal his fate. And because he was a frog that did not point himself and others, he just kept jumping until he flip-flopped out. So what you're saying, we have to put deaf ear on people that are trying to tell us we're done, we're through.
Yes.
And because
yes.
of what has happened to us, whatever hole we've fallen into, we're done, it's over, you might as well accept your fate and just lay down and die. And so what we have to do is turn deaf ear to that kind of talk and be able to spring forward or leap and just keep leaping until we come out of the hole. So I'm
Absolutely.
Thinking, wow, that's awesome. That is so awesome because there's so many times, Coach Willetta, people have said, well, you've got a record, you had a baby out of wedlock, you've been in jail, you've done this, you've done that, you were an alcoholic, you are an alcoholic, you're a drug user, you were a drug user, so your life means nothing. When actually that is a platform for your comeback, because every setback is a setup for a comeback.
Yes.
And so because that's what happened to the frog. He actually set himself up by not hearing what was said to him. He set himself up to succeed by getting out of the hole. Wow.
Yes. Yes.
That's awesome. So we can choose to tell the victim story and be a victim all our lives.
Yes.
Because the story that the frog can tell now is, I was in the hole, but I came out of it. But if you're a victim, all you can say is, I'm in this hole, or I'm in this place. And I tell people, you may be in a place, but a place is not the person.
Yes.
The place is where you're at the moment, and that is the place of transformation. Because a lot of us think we're in a sticky place, a bad place, a place that we need to be shifted, we're stuck. That's the place of transformation. That's not the person that you are. That's just the place that you're in. And until you shift your thought process about coming out like the frog did, He shifted straight into the fact that I'm getting out of this no matter what.
Absolutely.
And he did. And that's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to be. Coach Willetta, just give us about 30 seconds worth of empowerment behind this story.
Regardless of how deep that pit that you have fallen into, like our frog friends, and regardless of what is being said to you, regardless of what it is that you see in front of your eyes, you keep jumping. Because every effort, you're getting stronger, you're learning more life lessons, you have the power to overcome as long as there is breath in your body and you are able to have the movement of your beings, the function of your mind, there is nothing that you cannot do. And just know that like that other frog who had his friend shouting down on you, transform those words to make it something that you can bite and grab on to, hold on to, because do know that when you come out, it will be a wonder of a wonder. And remember that the life that you feel so compelled to live, the life that you want, remember, in fact, that it does want you.
Absolutely. And so it's not over. No matter what it looks like right now, I'm saying this to everyone that's listening, it's not over. It doesn't matter what it looks like. And I know some things can look really devastating and really bad. It's not over. Shift your mindset. Shift your mind. Turn deaf ear on what is being said. It's what comes out of your mouth. It's what you say about you that counts the most. It doesn't matter how others define you, but how do you define yourself? And let me say this. The situation may not change, but you have to change the way you think about the situation. That is the difference in staying in the hole and coming out of the hole, because the frog changed his mind and it changed his life. Well, this has been Transformation Begins With You, 15 minutes of empowerment. I love it. Coach Willetta, can you leave us with one simple saying or something that we can take with us before we just sign off tonight?
Change your mind, change your life.
Change your mind, change your life. How awesome is that? Well, I just want to say thank you, Coach Willetta from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Would you please give us your website so we can get people to your website? You're available for coaching sessions of all types, so please give us your website.
You can find me at www.coachwilletta.com. Again, that's coachwilletta.com.
Thank you so much for coming in on the line with us and empowering us. Want to let you know that you can go to harvestgirls.com, www.harvestgirls.com, for more information about Harvest Girls International. And we look forward to seeing you every Tuesday that we can get on the line and speak with you. And remember, no matter what it looks like, no matter what happens in your life, transformation begins with you. Till we meet again. See you later. Bye-bye now.